Morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. In the last few years, we've seen e-cigarettes, more commonly known as vapes, become increasingly popular in Australia. But how safe is vaping compared to smoking a cigarette? And what are the laws around it as well? With us today, we have Megan Clay, the Chief Pharmacist for Western Australia, who's here to give us the latest on vaping from WA Health. Welcome, Megan, and thanks for joining us on the program today.
Yeah, great to be here.
So, Megan, what is your message about vaping?
The message is really clear. You don't know what is in a vape. So disposable vapes contain nicotine, and we know that nicotine is a dangerous and addictive poison. So the department's out there taking these nicotine vapes off the shelves of stores.
So there's been a lot of discussion recently on the negative effects of vaping, as you were saying as well. You don't know what's in a vape. Are you able to talk us through the issues there?
Yeah, so my biggest concern as the chief pharmacist is that these vapes, a lot of them contain nicotine. It's addictive. And the big concern is this means that when you've decided you've had enough of vaping, it's going to be very, very hard to stop. Unlike smoking, we don't know the long-term harms relating to vaping, and you don't know what these companies are putting in these vapes. We know some of the substances in the vapes can cause lung damage, can cause irreversible lung damage. And the problem is you actually can't tell by looking at the packaging or looking at the vape or looking at the product to even know what is actually in any of those vapes. So aside from the nicotine, you don't know what else they're putting in there.
So many vapes are labelled nicotine-free. Is this correct? And if so, are these, you know, a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes in general?
What we found is many of these companies know that if they say that they've got nicotine in them, that the product's going to be illegal to sell. So what they do is they just don't say anything. So they won't say whether there's nicotine or not in the packaging. There's nothing about it on there. And we've been testing these with the Chem Centre, and what we found is that 2/3 of the vapes that we've tested have got nicotine in them. This is despite that there being no nicotine on the label at all. So they're not, it really is a case of you actually don't know what you're getting in this situation. So what you may think is nicotine free is probably not.
You're tuned in to On The Record, and today on the program I have Megan Clay, the Chief Pharmacist for Western Australia, who's here to give us the latest on vaping from WA Health. And if you would like to subscribe to the station as well, if you're loving the conversation we're having so far, 9260 9210 is the number. So Megan, some people suggest that they are vaping to quit smoking in a sense. What are your thoughts on this?
Nicotine replacement therapy is a method that lots of smokers have used to help quit. But for most people, it's often a lot more than just replacing the nicotine. So although vaping might be replacing that nicotine for people, there's not really any other support network around them to help them quit. So what we're recommending is really people consider talking to the Quit Line. It's a great resource to help people quit, and it's much more than just substituting the nicotine, which is all they're really doing with the vaping.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what the Department of Health is doing to inform people of the risks of vaping?
So we've launched a campaign on vaping, particularly around the sort of message that you really don't know what's in these vapes. You don't know what you're vaping. People selling these have said to us that they know what's in the vape, but when we've tested them independently, they found that they really don't. So you don't know what's in the vape you're getting, and often neither does the person in the store selling it to you.
So finally, Megan, where can our listeners find out more information just about what you were saying there about the campaign and more information to know about the kind of risks of vaping as well?
Look, there's information on our website. The quickest way to find it is just to Google Healthy WA and vapes. There's lots of resources around vaping. There's resources around health risks there. There's also some useful resources around nicotine addiction. So, and of course, the Quit Line is another really great place to start to find out more, which is 13 78 48.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program, Megan. We appreciate your time here on Fitter Happier.
Great. Thank you very much.
That was Megan Clay, the Chief Pharmacist for Western Australia, chatting with us about the current influx of e-cigarettes and vapes. And as Megan said, for more information, you can check out the Healthy WA website for health information on vapes. So that's healthywa.wa.gov.au. And you can also, for helping on quitting, including vaping as well, you can visit the quit line on quit.org.au. And the number there is 13 78 48.